I mean, to over-ask the question, how does it feel to you? How do you understand Headwaters sources and that kind of oscillating between, like, arbitrarity and heavy meaningfulness?
I've been reflecting on that, because that is obviously just like a huge part of this moment in this whole point. And I've thought about the process. I mean, we have this hydrological cycle, right? This idea that the water is constantly returning and cycling through. And as long as the sun is shining and there's water, that is going to be happening, right? And so obviously a circle has no beginning and no end. We step into that circle at a point. And we step into it at a point here that has some significance in terms of human understanding, maybe Western, whatever. And the way I've liked thinking of it is that place where, at least conceptually, kind of the abstract, the vaporous, the ethereal water that is in the atmosphere begins to take shape in its relationship and its dance, its interaction with the land, with the terrain. So it goes from something that is clouds and is in the air to something that takes a form, right? And we've seen that form, whether it's sort of the form of an individual stream, the form of a lake, the form of a watershed. It can be at many different scales, but there's something about it being a birth moment, in a sense. Okay, we gotta go pretty soon. But so I kind of think of it in those terms, that we are stepping into a circle that is, in a sense, a somewhat arbitrary point. But it's a point where, for me, you get this beautiful interaction between the fluid and the solid that takes a very specific form based on how much fluid, in what ways it falls and comes, and what shape the land has in its incredible complexity, right? And the interaction of those two produces the Mississippi River, and that process begins here in that way of it, sort of a meeting of the sky and the land here that then continues in its many ways. So I don't know, it's sort of poetic, whatever, I don't know, but I thought that's a nice way to conceive of it as the beginning of that. It's a birth. There is a sort of birthness to this, and a sense that this is where the river is an infant. And by the time it gets to the sea, it is an old, old person, and then it dies, and then it begins again. So I think it's all about those both and. It is, there is no beginning and there is no end, but we always have to start somewhere. And in this time and in this place and in this culture, this becomes a sort of convenient once upon a time, a spot where we begin. We could have picked other spots. And of course, we're not really going to begin here. We're going to launch downstream a little ways, where it gets a little bit easier, which is all about the beautiful story of how we enter into that dance at a place where we belong and where we can move in that, right? And that has to be somewhere that works with us as the water and the land are in this movement. We enter into it as well, based on who we are as a group, knowing somewhat about who we are. And how we can enter into that process together. And so the headwaters for us will be down at Coffee Pot Landing, right? We've decided, okay, that's where we fit into that, and at various places along the line. So
it's such a beautiful way of expressing it, because it's like all these sort of rectilinear thinkers would be like, you didn't start really at the source, kind of like detailed elements.
Right.
But it's beautiful to think of it almost as like an invitation also. Mm-hmm. This is where the land and the sea are right for the ability level of the people and all this.
So that's where the river has said, here, come join me.
Right, exactly.
And otherwise it says, no, that's probably better not to.
I don't want to take too much of your time.
Yeah, I think we got to run.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So,